Hello, podcast world. This is Amanda Benson here, coming to you from the comfort of my couch in my living room. Wanted to hop on here today and talk a little bit about the difference between success and fulfillment. Someone that I look up to talked a little bit about the difference between success and fulfillment to her, and it really resonated with me. I think we tend to view success as some big, incredible thing, and it's usually like an external source. It's usually the dollars in your bank account. It's usually the type of car that you're driving. It's the bougie handbag. It's the big, beautiful house with the big, beautiful bathroom and the gorgeous granite countertops in your kitchen, and all of those incredible things, which are great. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, of course we all like desire those things, right? But at the end of the day, someone who has all of those things might be deemed successful, but they might not be fulfilled. So, you know, you got to think of it as, you know, how finding your fulfillment through external or other sources. And that's that feeling of accomplishment. That's that feeling of, you know, wow, I did this. That's that feeling of fulfilling your purpose. You know, just an example from my own life. I used to be a very successful store manager for a lingerie brand, and I was with that company for quite a few years, and I had climbed up through the ranks. I went, you know, from one management position to another, and eventually ran a multi-million dollar store. And in a lot of cases, like, that could be viewed as very successful. You know, I had the title, I had the salary, I had all of these things, but at the end of the day, you know, I came home beat and tired and exhausted and depressed and anxious and away from my family and the people that I love. It was really difficult for me, especially this past year, after getting married, not seeing my husband on the weekends. That was really, really tough on us. And, you know, as a newlywed couple, like, you want to spend all of your time together, you know, with that person. So towards the end of it, like, I just, you know, really was not feeling fulfilled. And I had to kind of seek that fulfillment and that, that growth outside of what my job was. So I challenge you guys to really take a look at your life. You know, what are the things that you're chasing? You know, is it that, you know, salary? Is it that raise? Is it that, you know, the things that drive you? Those are all great things because, you know, at the end of the day, like, money, I'm sorry, like, people say money can't buy happiness, but it sure makes life a whole lot easier. You know, I don't think any like broke person really thinks, you know, truly that they're completely fulfilled, unless they're serving others. Just from my own experience, I don't think that, you know, when you're stressed out about paying your bills or paying your mortgage or paying your car payment or your phone bill and not having enough money at the end of the day to make ends meet, like, that's not a good feeling. So I'm not saying by any means that like chasing that dollar is like a negative thing. Like, you can do a lot of really cool things with that. You know, I like to think about, you know, what I continue to do as as my abundance continues to increase. That just means I can give back to more people and do more cool things for others. So that could be a different podcast and a different topic, but at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter really how much you're making. It matters what you're doing with that money, and it matters, you know, how your life looks like outside of that. So I would just challenge y'all today to kind of take a look at what are the things that you are, that you're chasing after that aren't bringing you joy. And kind of reevaluate it, you know, and it's okay to go, you know, I hate my job. And I think a lot of times we get into a position where we hate our jobs, but it pays the bills, so we don't leave. I would just challenge you to really, you know, break out of that mold and to think differently. think about the things that you want to do. You know, if money wasn't an option or a thing, what would you be doing with your time? Like, would you be doing that same thing? Would you still be at that job if you weren't getting paid? And if your answer is no, then I would look into, you know, figuring out something that does bring you that joy and brings that fulfillment. Something that when you come home at the end of the day, that you are just so excited over everything that you've accomplished. And in the morning when you wake up, like, you should wake up and feel excited to get to work and get to impact somebody else's life. You know, that's, I mean, that's at least for me. Like, I find joy in impacting other people's lives and impacting change and helping people feel better. That's where I get my fulfillment and where I get my joy. You know, I found a way to turn that into a monetary thing, and that's great. But at the end of the day, I would still be doing what I'm doing if I didn't get a paycheck. So I would challenge you to really think of it that way. But that is all that I have for you guys today. And thank you for tuning into my very, very, very first podcast. And I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please, screenshot this podcast, send it to a friend, share it on your social media with hashtag Mrs. B, and I will, connect with you and say thank you. Thanks, guys.